BBC Radio Berkshire, 7:44 now. Let's talk technology now with the man who is, well, he's almost a human microchip. Fevzi Turkup, the gadget detective. Fevzi, how are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thank you.
I've called you many things. I don't think I've ever called you a human microchip.
Yes.
But, you know, I think you've reached that stage where you're probably worthy of this. Now, we're going to chew the fat about tech. And, you know, the tech stories that impact people most are the ones that affect them in their daily lives. If you live in West Berkshire, and I probably said this before, there was a little dalliance I had with West Berkshire a while ago, where I was thinking of moving out of southwest London on the Berkshire fringes and moving out to lovely, beautiful West Berkshire, which, you know, I've always really loved the area around Newbury and the bit down towards the Hampshire border. And I was seriously considering flogging my little hovel of a flat and moving out. But one of the things that stopped me, and this is 2 years ago now, 18 months maybe, was the rubbish 4G mobile coverage, which I think has probably improved a bit. But according to the news, and this is why we're mentioning this, UK mobile coverage is, and this is according to Lord Adonis, who is a man who is connected and has been part of the government, of course, he says UK mobile coverage deplorable. Is he right?
Yeah, so Lord Adonis is the chairman of the National Infrastructure Commission. So he deals with all sorts of infrastructure, including mobile networks and indeed broadband. And he's launched his public consultation. It is right, actually. It is deplorable. Both in terms of the connection that you get for making a simple phone call, the number of phone calls that drop is frankly unacceptable. Even in major cities, calls are dropping all over the place, can't be relied upon. Lots of people using other services like FaceTime and Skype just to get away from the voice network that these companies provide. And then, of course, there are the speeds, the fact that even in major built-up areas, very often you back down to 3G, or even sometimes your phone will say Edge, which is sort of 2.5G. It's deplorable. So he's right. We're falling behind other countries. We're slower than you might imagine. We could be slower than USA and Japan, but we're also slower than the Netherlands as well, which is
good. And yet there's a great digital divide. I mean, we carried on BBC Radio Berkshire, I think probably about a year ago, a story that they were going to trial 5G, and I think that was in Basingstoke. It was certainly part of the Hampshire part of our patch.
I remember.
On one hand, they're trialing 5G, but just up the road, you can barely get 4G.
And there's the problem, because politically they have to do 5G because, you know, their competitors will be launching it. But it's very hard for consumers to know who's got the better 4G signal in their area. I had this experience myself not too long ago. I needed a new mobile phone contract. I looked at all the different networks. I looked on their websites, their coverage maps. I cross-checked them with the coverage map from Ofcom for my postcode. I was showing on both of those, was showing I would get 4 to 5 bars of signal. I got the SIM, I got the contract, signed it. I got 0 to 1 bar of signal reliably. They say, oh, well, those maps are only indicative. Well, the problem is you then put in the position of handing back a contract, which is exactly what I had to do, because it wouldn't work at my home address in any meaningful sense.
And was that an easy process? Did they give you your money back quite easily?
It was, and it was so easy it made me think it was happening quite a lot. I would encourage people very much to do that. If you don't think you're getting the service you're paying for, either that your calls are dropping or the speeds are too slow, and this applies also, by the way, for your broadband. If your speeds are slow or at certain times of day drop unacceptably, tell them, and if they don't fix it, dump them. And
I've got broadband that promises, the promise that was made to me when I signed up for mine, and I'm in a good area. You know, the London fringes, we tend to be quite well served, and there's no reason why I shouldn't get really super fast broadband. But I was promised up to, I think, 56. And I did one of these Ookla speed checks that you can do, and I recommend anyone who wants to do a speed check on broadband to do it. And I was getting something like 35 on the downstream. So that's well below the advertised up to 56. Could I get them on that, do you think?
Probably not. It's worth having the discussion about them. I mean, there are people who have got, in quotes, let's say up to 56, who are getting less than 1.
Oh, God.
And that's, you know.
Well, in that case, I ought to be thanking my lucky stars. Okay, we've just got time to talk about the gadget of the week, which is from a company called Humax, who pioneered digital digital TV recorders, I seem to remember. When we were all transitioning, and when we were transitioning from VHS, and when we were transitioning from analog TV to Freeview, Humax were leaders in this. They've got something new out that looks incredibly good for not a lot of money.
Yeah, so it's from Humax. It's called the H3 Espresso, and it's a smart media player. It's the size of a hockey puck, more or less. And it essentially turns a dumb TV into a smart TV. It connects to an HDMI connector, which is a fairly ubiquitous connector on modern TV sets now on the back. So, and it also connects to the internet.
So those services that I see when I scan through Freeview, where I live, that say your television is not compatible, you need an internet connection, would this do this for me?
Well, it could do, but you're going to be using the services that are then built into the box. So it comes with Netflix loaded on it. It comes with YouTube loaded on it. It comes with an app called TV Player, which is a subscription service, but actually you get a couple of months to try it free if you want to. So first of all, it allows you access to internet content, as I've said, Netflix, YouTube, etc. Out of the box, there are other apps that you can install. In addition to that, it acts as a media streamer. So if you've got media on your smartphone or tablet, in many cases you can just stream that across from that onto the large screen TV, so that works quite well. Also, it complies with a standard called DLNA, which is a sort of home network standard, so any media on your computer, for example, can also be streamed across the network. If you've got, for example, one of their cameras, one of the Humax cameras, it's called a Humax IHD cloud camera, it allows you to look at the output of that camera.
So would this allow... I tend to spend a lot of time watching television news reports from America, right? Yeah. Would that allow me to put those on my television set?
Well, yes, it potentially would. I mean, certainly you can get those reports via YouTube, and those are updated quite frequently. I watch a lot of American news reports that way. But there are other apps that you can get for it. In addition to that, I would just point out that your Android phone or iPhone, can also download an app called the Humax Cast app, and then it can act, your smartphone becomes a remote control for this unit, which becomes quite smart.
Okay, so this is the Humax H3 Espresso multi-room TV and smart media player. You like it?
I've given it 3.5 stars if you don't own any other Humax equipment. If you own Humax cameras or their Freeview player, for example, it becomes more useful, and then it becomes 4 stars. It's about £79.
All right, Mr. Tech Fevzi Turkalp, we'll see you back here 7 days from now, the Lord willing. If people want to shoot the breeze, ask you a techie question, where do they go to do that?
You can come and say hello to me on Twitter. I'm there now. You can say hello to me on Twitter. It's at Gadget Detective.
There's your offer. Take him up on it, because he's very good. Thank you, Fevzi. Have a great week. Fevzi Turkalp back here in 7 days from now with technology news. We've got to press on. 9 minutes to 8.